On the black ship in the occupied city, it is winter again. The killer knocks on the side door. A young woman opens the door. The killer presents his name card. The young woman stares at the card. The killer asks to see the manager. The young woman asks the killer to come round to the front door. The killer goes back outside. The young woman disappears into the back of a bank. The killer opens the front door. The young woman has a pair of slippers waiting for him. The killer takes off his boots in the Genken. The young woman tells him that the manager has already left, but that the assistant manager will see him. The killer nods and thanks the young woman. The young woman leads the killer through the bank. The killer passes the rows of clerks at the desks. The young woman introduces the killer to the assistant manager. The killer bows. The assistant manager offers the killer a seat. The killer sits down, his face to the right. The assistant manager stares at the name card. The killer tells the assistant manager there has been an outbreak of dysentery in the neighbourhood. The assistant manager now presents his own name card. The killer tells Mr. Yoshida that the source of the outbreak is the public well in front of the Ida residence in Nagasaki, Nichome. Mr. Yoshida nods and mentions that the bank's manager, Mr. Ushima, has in fact left early due to severe stomachache. The killer tells Mr. Yoshida that one of Mr. Aida's tenants has been diagnosed with dysentery and that this man made a deposit in this branch today. Mr. Yoshida is amazed that the Ministry of Health and Welfare has heard of the case so quickly. The killer tells Mr. Yoshida that the doctor who saw Mr. Aida's tenant reported the case promptly. Mr. Yoshida nods. The killer says he has been sent by Lieutenant Parker, who is in charge of a disinfecting team for this area. Mr. Yoshida nods again. The killer has been told to inoculate everyone against dysentery and to disinfect all items that may have become contaminated. Mr. Yoshida nods for a third time. All members, all rooms, all cash and all money in this branch, says the killer. Mr. Yoshida stares at the name card again. The killer says that no one will be allowed to leave until his work has been completed. Mr. Yoshida glances at his watch. Lieutenant Parker and his team will arrive soon to check the job has been done properly, says the killer. Mr. Yoshida nods. The killer now places his small olive green bag on Mr. Yoshida's desk. Mr. Yoshida watches the killer open the bag. The killer takes out a small metal box and two different size bottles marked in English. Mr. Yoshida reads the words first drug on the small 200cc bottle and second drug on the 500cc bottle. The killer tells Mr. Yoshida that this is an extremely potent oral antidote which the Americans have recently developed through experiments with palm tree oil. Mr. Yoshida nods. It is so powerful that you will be completely immunized from dysentery, says the killer. Mr. Yoshida nods again. The killer warns Mr. Yoshida that the administration procedure is complicated and unusual. Again, Mr. Yoshida glances at the name card on his desk. The killer asks Mr. Yoshida to gather his staff. Even the caretaker, his wife and two children, asks Mr. Yoshida. The killer nods. Mr. Yoshida rises from his desk. The killer turns to the young woman and asks her to bring enough teacups for all the members of the branch. The young woman fetches 16 teacups on a tray. The killer opens the small bottle marked first drug. Each member of the branch, including the caretaker, his wife and two children, gathers around Mr. Yoshida's table. The killer asks if everybody is here. The assistant manager counts heads and nods. The killer holds a pipette in his hand. Each member watches as the killer drips some clear liquid into each of their cups. The killer asks each member to pick up their teacup. Each member reaches for their own cup. Now the killer raises his hand in warning. Each member listens as the killer tells them of the strength of the serum, the damage it can cause to their gums and tooth enamel if they do not watch his demonstration carefully and follow his instructions precisely. The killer takes out a syringe. Each member watches as the killer dips his syringe into the liquid. The killer draws up a measure of a liquid into the syringe. Each member sees the killer open his mouth. The killer places his tongue over his bottom front teeth and tucks it under his lower lip. Each member watches as the killer drips the liquid into his tongue. The killer now tilts back his head. The youngest of the caretaker's children mimes the killer's actions. The killer stares at his wristwatch, his right hand in the air. Each member sees the killer's hand fall. As the medicine may damage your gums and teeth, you must swallow quickly, says the killer. Each member nods. Exactly 1 minute after you have taken the first medicine, says the killer, I will administer the second medicine. Each member stares at the 500cc bottle marked second drug. After you have taken the second medicine, you will be able to drink water or rinse out your mouth. Each member nods again. Now the killer tells each member to lift up their cup. Each member picks up their teacup. The killer tells them to drip the liquid onto their tongues. Each member drinks. The killer tells each member to tilt back their head. Each member tastes the bitter liquid. The killer stares at his wristwatch. Each member swallows. The killer tells each member he will administer the second drug in exactly 60 seconds. One member says he does not think he has swallowed any and asks for more. The killer shakes his head, staring at his wristwatch. One member asks if she can gargle with some water. The killer shakes his head again, still staring at his wristwatch. Each member waits for the second drug. Now the killer pours the second drug into each of their teacups. Each member reaches for their cup again. The killer checks his wristwatch again. Each member waits for the signal. Now the killer gestures for each member to drink again. Each member drinks. The killer waits. Each member feels the second liquid in their mouth, then in their throats, now in their stomachs. The killer tells each member to rinse out their mouth. Each member rushes for the bathroom. The tap. Water.